In the quiet of the evening, with a gentle breeze rustling through the leaves and the stars twinkling in the night sky, I found myself sitting in contemplation. Tonight, I wanted to dive very deep into the profound connection I felt with Simon/Peter from the Bible. As I delved into the pages of scripture, I realized that Simon's journey mirrored my own in so many ways, drawing me closer to the essence of faith. The first encounter with Simon's story was like stumbling upon a hidden treasure in the vast desert of biblical narratives. Although the Bible provides only glimpses of his life, what I did learn resonated with me on a deeply personal level. Simon, like me, wrestled with his faith in Jesus. He witnessed miracles performed by the Messiah right before his eyes, yet doubts gnawed at his soul. There were moments when Simon's heart recognized the divinity of Jesus, but the human struggle of disbelief persisted. I often wondered if he was simply unsure or perhaps overwhelmed by the enormity of the truth before him. One particular incident stood out, the moment when Simon walked on the water. Jesus reached out to him, pulling him up from the depths of doubt and fear. That image of Simon, sinking and then being saved, spoke volumes to me. It was a testament to the frailty of faith, a theme that resonated deeply within my own journey. Simon, I believed, knew Jesus as our Lord, but his disbelief lingered like a shadow. I empathized with his internal conflict, for I too had questioned, wondered, and struggled to fully comprehend the depth of my faith. Simon's story taught me that even in the presence of undeniable miracles, doubt could still creep into the human heart. Before the crucifixion of Jesus, an ominous prophecy was uttered. He told Simon that he would deny him 3 times before the rooster crowed in the morning. It happened just as Jesus had foretold. Many may have pondered why Simon, who had walked with the Messiah, would deny him in his darkest hour. In my heart, I believed it was fear that had gripped Simon's soul. The fear of losing his own life, the weight of responsibility, or perhaps the humiliation of the way people spoke of him, all of these factors might have contributed. I saw myself in Simon's shoes, and I couldn't help but think that fear, too, would have been my greatest adversary in that moment. It was a harsh reminder that even the most devoted can falter in the face of overwhelming dread. As I continued to delve into the pages of the Bible, I turned to the books of Peter. Here, I found the words of a man who had transformed himself through the crucible of remorse and redemption. Peter's love for Christ was palpable in every sentence he wrote. His profound remorse for the denials he had uttered was etched into the very fabric of his being. Peter's life took a dramatic turn after the resurrection of Jesus. He spent the remainder of his days dedicated to spreading the gospel, a mission that consumed him. His ultimate fate was a poignant reminder of his unwavering commitment. Peter faced crucifixion, but in a twist of fate, he was hung upside down, a testament to his humility and devotion. The pain he endured was unimaginable, not just physical agony, but the anguish of knowing that he had once denied the very Savior he now proclaimed with fervor. The guilt and the weight of his past actions must have been a constant companion throughout his life. Yet, I believe that Peter had found solace in the arms of our Lord, and his transformation served as a testament to the power of redemption and forgiveness. In my own spiritual journey, there were moments of doubt and wavering faith. But as I committed myself to our Lord, I began to undergo a transformation of my own. I realized that faith was not a static state but a dynamic force that could evolve and grow stronger over time. As I reflected on Simon/Peter's stories, I couldn't help but feel a sense of kinship. I longed for the day when I could meet Simon in the presence of our Lord. I envisioned our conversation, filled with understanding and shared experiences. I believed that Simon and I would have so much to talk about, our struggles, our doubts, and ultimately, our unwavering faith. In the stillness of the night, as I gazed up at the starry sky, I felt a profound connection to Simon/Peter. His journeys had been marked by moments of weakness and doubt, but they had emerged as pillars of faith. And in his stories, I found the inspiration to continue my own journey, trusting that my faith would continue to deepen and evolve, just as his had.